A Jewish Journal article, Israel and Anti-Semitism. My conversation with presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. Today I met with Democratic presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. and discussed Israel, the rise of anti-Semitism, and Kennedy's recent tweet where he supported Roger Waters. It was courageous of Bobby to come and meet me and reassert his lifelong support of Israel and the Jewish people, continuing in the legacy of his great father who was murdered by Palestinian gunman Saran Saran because of his own support of Israel in 1968. Bobby and I discussed the volatile situation in the Middle East and the challenges facing America for more than 2 hours. Kennedy explained that his tweet about Waters was in response to someone sharing with him a picture that Waters flashed of Bobby at one of his concerts, saluting the candidate's willingness to swim against societal currents. Bobby told me he had no idea that Waters was a vicious anti-Semite, and when he studied the issue and the facts, he immediately deleted the tweet. I believe Bobby and I thank him for his repudiation of Waters. How tragic it is for Waters to have his legacy as an anti-Semite now overtake his legacy as an accomplished artist. Kennedy said his dedication to Israel's security is unshakable and unalterable. He also said that he reserves the right to challenge some of its policies, for example, as an environmentalist, with regards to water rights. I agreed. The beauty of Israel, as opposed to all of its neighbors, is that it is an open democracy with a free press and, just like America, welcomes criticism. Kennedy and I discussed the Holocaust and the existential and genocidal threats facing the Jewish nation, and Bobby once again affirmed his profound commitment to Israel's security. I told him his father was one Israel's greatest friends and we in the Jewish community mourn him till this day. I then asked him to please march with me tomorrow, June 4th, at the annual Celebrate Israel parade, and he immediately agreed. The conversation was riveting. While we disagreed on many issues, he speaks with a refreshing and nonpartisan candor. I look forward to jointly marching this Sunday to champion the Middle East's only democracy and the world's only Jewish state.